When the first thoughts about nightmare came into being, there were a number of useful coincidences. The first coincidence was that my eldest sister, Hillary, was working for Clive Sinclair. And in fact, she was his quality and assurance manager when they were building the very early home computers. And so I also became interested in video games that were running on very early home computers. And I was amazed to find that though we were in television, we weren't doing anything in television which was as complex or as ambitious as some of the things that were going on in very early video games. So there was that background. But first of all, I wanted to put people into some sort of virtual world. And I was a bit of a Tolkien and Hobbit freak and things like that, and my mother was very keen on fantasy. So a fantasy world seemed to be the most durable one and the most fun. So very early, rather crude, Spectrum and ZX81 video games like Attic Attack, which was about running around a dungeon collecting objects and basically falling down wells into different levels, were the first inspirations for Nightmare. The trouble was that what you could get away with on 8-bit computers was one thing. If it was going to be television, it had to be much, much better pictures than that. And that was really the reason why we ended up working in color separation overlays, it was called then, a chroma key, and building high fidelity dungeon pictures, basically from painted scenes by David Rowe.